Good morning.
There. This is Connie.
Hi, Connie. This is Erin online on air right now. And I also have Jill LaCrone on the line as well. Thank you both for being on air with me this morning. So we're going to be talking about the upcoming event that is the start of the school year. And what is school going to look like? It's coming up pretty quick. And your main realm of focus is Baranoff Elementary. So
right.
Let's look at that.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me on this morning. Yeah, right. I just wanted to let Baranoff Elementary families know what to expect this fall. It's a little bit different, and I just want to reassure parents that we have a pretty solid plan in place. So I just wanted to start by letting everybody know that I'm sure you've seen a lot about the district plan, and that our school, Baranoff, we had a lot of staff and families participate in our Smart Start committee. And what we really tried to do was create a safe plan for our staff and families so that we could open our schools in the fall, but more importantly, we could keep our schools open.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's rather, be as cautious as you can so we can keep a normal routine.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So we have a lot of different things in place. I mean, to start with, we have shortened our day to 4 hours a day so that we could keep the contact time with our students to a minimum while still getting them the education that we feel like we could squeeze into a day.
Totally. So what does it look like? What is your classrooms going to look basically the same besides these shortened hours?
No, there's a lot of different things. So we had to really look at the CDC guidelines. So one of their guidelines was physical distancing. Kids needed to have their desks six feet apart. So we went into all of our classrooms, whether they currently had classes in there or they were empty or being used for other purposes. And we measured out 6 feet, and so our classes were all restructured, so they're 6 feet apart. Our classes now have very small cohorts of 12 or under, so that they are physically distanced.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty amazing that back to small class sizes. So is it just going to be everyone stays their distance? What about mask wearing? Is
right.
that going to be something that's happening?
Sure, yeah. So our whole district is requiring all students and staff to wear masks all day. And at Baranoff, we feel like it's really important that our students have clean masks every day. So we will be handing out our masks every morning to our students that have been clean and sanitized. And families, I know you're panicked because, you know, your student may be a chewer or they might sneeze into them. We know 5, 6, 7 year olds, we have a ton of extra masks and it's okay.
Wonderful.
Part of our job throughout this whole process is helping our students learn the safety procedures. It's how to use a mask, how to take care of the mask, but also how to wash your hands. And how to physically distance. That's going to be huge for our kids.
Yeah. And it's good. So it's just going to be kind of incorporated. Just this is just part of what we're learning along with how to read and counting and things. It doesn't have to be anything extra special. It's just going to be normal.
Absolutely. It's what we do. I mean, one of our strategies is teaching our little kids helicopter arms. You know, they put their little arms out to the side, and if anybody's inside of those little helicopter arms, they're a little too close. All these strategies we're going to be teaching and reteaching to help our students and our staff continue to be safe.
And for these for kids, we're still going to have things like recess where kids can can run around and get some of that energy out.
Absolutely. We're calling it like our cohorted recess.
Okay.
So they'll be with their same cohort. There will only be two classes on the playground at the same time. And the playground will be divided. So your class or your cohort would be on this side.
Okay.
The other cohort would be on the other side. And the guidelines say that for students on the big toys, as long as they wash their hands before they go out to recess, they can play on the big toys. When they come back from recess, they'll need to wash their hands again. And with enough adult supervision to make sure they're not getting inside of that 6 feet of each other, they're good to go.
Awesome. So are you wearing a mask while you're running around outside?
No, it's very clear that when they're outside in that fresh air, they should not be wearing those masks.
Awesome.
So that would be an opportunity for them to take them out or take them off at that point.
Get some freedom. So they're not, they're not feeling too claustrophobic in them. But again, if you make it as like an everyday thing.
Yep.
And so masks are going to be provided. Are there any extra things that parents should send to school with their kids?
Thanks for asking that. Actually, we're trying to really minimize all the things that are coming into school this year. So we're asking for families not to send any school supplies. So families, if you have purchased school supplies, save them for next year. They'll still be great.
Awesome.
I purchased school supply boxes and all the school supplies your kids will need to really help anything from coming into the school. But if you would like to donate like Clorox or Lysol wipes, you can contact our office to kind of coordinate drop-off. That number is 747-5825.
Okay.
Something else that I think is really exciting, and I'm sure everybody, you know, has heard about this, but all of our students in grades K through 8 will be given an iPad to use.
Awesome.
And the whole thought behind that is if we have to go to remote learning, which, I mean, is a possibility, they'll be able to go online easily and connect with their teachers, which I think that's great in and of itself. But at Baranoff, one of the things we're going to be doing is providing our language arts and reading and math lessons throughout our week using the iPads and Teams, which is our platform. So our kids and our teachers learn how to learn using that remote platform.
And they'll get any hiccups, any speed bumps, they'll go through it together.
Exactly. Okay. So, you know, if we have to go remote when they're at home, they can say, I know how to do this. We did it in school. I know what the teacher is expecting.
So if distance learning should happen for the rest of the family at home, it doesn't have to have that extra pressure of, well, crap, now I have to be an IT technician in order for my kid to continue learning.
Exactly.
It'll already be taken care of.
Exactly. And one thing, you know, we're really watching as the case counts are rising, if they do rise, we will be doing more and more lessons in our classes to get our teachers and our students really comfortable so that they know that. You know, and we're also going to be providing training for our families so that they know what is expected. You know, we'll be setting up in-person or online training so that they have worked through it before they have to use it.
Excellent. That just makes everyone more comfortable and better learning to come about it.
Yes, exactly.
So some families are choosing that maybe in-person learning is not going to be something that they're going to start with.
Absolutely.
Are there options for that?
So absolutely. So we have remote learning, which you'll have a teacher that you're assigned to, and that teacher will be doing online lessons with one or two students throughout your day for reading and math and social emotional learning. And that's a great option. And then we also have our local homeschool program, which is Reach.
So homeschool, I'm imagining instead of having your teacher on your iPad, teacher's going to like come and you're going to have like at-home classroom. Like I'm imagining Miss Frizzle in her school bus just driving up being like, hey, it's like a bookmobile, but with learning and a teacher. Is that homeschooling?
No. Actually, homeschool is really cool because your families become your teacher.
Okay.
But let's do this. Let's get Connie McCarty on the line, who is actually our homeschool like expert. She started the program like over 25 years ago.
Oh my goodness.
And she's back to kind of help us get this, you know, just make sure we do it right.
So yeah, Connie, are you still on the line?
I am on the line, and I'm not Mrs. Frizzle.
You're not Mrs. Frizzle.
Although that would be great.
That's kind of every teacher or non-teacher. It's everyone's dream to be Miss Frizzle. So you've been doing this. You're coming out of retirement. Like I'm mad. Yeah, that's awesome. You're coming out of retirement to help get this rolling again because you clearly have a lot of experience. What is the homeschool program looking like through Reach?
Oh, so we are so busy over at Reach. We're just making sure families know that it's one of the options, one of the choices they have this fall. And our program runs a lot like a separate school under the school district. On our website, we've got all kinds of resources for families, including sort of a little checklist, things to consider if you want to homeschool, some questions to ask yourself and your family. So I would point folks in that direction. And our website is linked right on the school district's main website under Reach Homeschool. So then once parents decide, hey, we want to homeschool, we've looked at this checklist, we think we can do this, we would meet with them either by phone, video chat, or we're doing in-person meetings with masks and social distancing. We would enroll them in Reach, and then we would help them create a learning plan for each of their children and offer assistance that they might need in choosing curriculum that would meet the needs of their child and also then align with the state and district standards.
That's pretty remarkable. So it's more than just you sign up for homeschooling and parents are given like a binder being like, good luck, here's teaching.
It's
right.
So it's
come alongside of the families and help them throughout the whole process. We are providing allotments for families to use to purchase curriculum materials, subscriptions, some tutoring, and all along the way, we're just their partner. So that's our job.
That's wonderful.
And I just want to say that's one thing about our local program. It is an amazing partnership. The partnership is what really helps provide all those resources that we have locally for your students.
Yeah, this is pretty amazing options. And I'm so impressed that all these like really well planned out, like amazingly thought out options have come together in a pretty short amount of time. And it's really remarkable that, I mean, there's a saying of like, you know, if only the world was run by teachers and librarians, like things would just be a little more organized. This is a great example of you all have put a lot of thought into this. And it's nice to know that families and their kids, they can, no matter how comfortable they're feeling with this current situation, they know they can have an opportunity for their kids to learn with the start of the school year in ways that everyone's going to be comfortable and successful.
Right. I agree. And, you know, I just want to say again that we really want to open schools, but more importantly, we want to keep schools open, which means we have to practice our safety procedures all the time.
Wonderful. Well, we are out of time, but thank you so much, Jill LaCrone and Connie McCarty, for talking about what school is going to be looking like coming up, just at the end of August. And more information is on the school district website. And Connie, you said that the Reach program is also linked online as well.
That's correct. Yep. And we're really behind on returning calls. So if you haven't heard from us, give us a call back.
It's not personal. It's just you guys are very busy.
Thank you for having us.
Wonderful. Thank you both, ladies.
Thank you.